Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe.
If you've been listening very long, or at all, you know that I refer to this human experience as life school. And I have to tell you, there are countless examples, countless stories, myths, history, whatever you want to call it, in all cultures, all across time, that support this life school reality. One of my favorite actually comes from the ancient Egyptian culture. If you don't know this, there's a book called The Egyptian Book of the Dead, or it's also known as the Book of Enlightenment, and it's basically like the Egyptian Bible, okay? The stories are so much more mythical than modern day religion that a lot of people write them off and they don't pay attention. But when you really start to look at these stories time and time again, and the names and their meanings, all the metaphysics of it all really do become an excellent metaphor, an excellent guide to our own awakening process. So the story that has been really circling around me that I want to share with you today is the story of Mat and Amit. Now, Mat is a goddess, and she is all about righteousness. Now, for those of you who don't know, what righteousness actually means is right thinking. It's alignment with cosmic order. It is the peace and flow of it all. It is when we listen and we are guided by the universe and our intuition, and we move in that peacefulness throughout our lives. So basically, as the story goes, when a soul is ready to leave its human body and go on to the great beyond, okay, Mat weighs that soul against a feather. And the goal here is for it to be as light as a feather, to be at peace, to have found that space throughout its life school experience, to be in line with cosmic order so that it can join the cosmos, so it can graduate to freedom, or in this human experience, experience heaven on earth, right? Alignment. When a soul is found to not be aligned with this lightness, this right thinking, Mat feeds it to the demon Amit. Now, Amit is a monster and is a third hippo, lion, and crocodile, and will devour you. Now, of course, you know, we can think of this very literally, like you fail life school and you get ripped apart and eaten and blah, but I don't think that's really what's going on here, right? What that means, what it means to them, even in that ancient culture, was torment. This is what we experience on earth when we're not aligned to our truth, when we don't listen to the whisper in our ear of the steps that we should be taking or not taking. We end up devoured. We end up tormented. We end up punished, I guess. Really, that's the wrong word, because it makes people look at it in a negative light. Sometimes things suck, and it's because we didn't listen. We didn't take the advice of the universe in our ear. And so this quote-unquote torment is just the lessons. We're going to be taught again and again and again, and the lessons are going to get harder and harder and harder until we are made strong enough to accept the wisdom that we are given, to truly know ourselves. This is the goal. To know ourselves. The divinity within starts with that lightning of our own ego, the wisdom to see who we are, how we think, why we think that way, if it's right, if it's wrong, or somewhere in between, and what we can do with it. Then we can turn that monster, Amit, into something else, right? If you look at what the three parts of the demon, the monster Amit, are, the hippo, the lion, and the crocodile, they can be both positive and negative, right? The hippo represents aggression, but also hidden strength. Hidden strength is what we need to know thyself, to rise up above our limitations. the lion can be destructive and angry and dominant in a negative way, but can also be strength, power, and leadership. The crocodile, almost the exact same thing, right? Can be vicious, tormenting, but is also freedom through the strength and power of one's own self. And all of these things shift with our right thinking, righteousness. Righteousness is a word that is used and overused in all types of religious doctrine, all kinds of dogma, all throughout the Bible. And if we remember that what righteousness is right thinking, we get a whole new message. So we have a choice. Learn to know thyself. Learn to accept change, rewrite, and move on, or be trapped in hell with the demon Amit in that lingering state of unrest due to the desires that we have and the lack of willingness to grow wise, to change, to know thyself. I used to chant in my mind, know thyself, know thyself, know thyself. When things were hard, when I was confused, when I was upset, I would think, know thyself, know thyself, know thyself. Learn, grow, change, evolve. Because the bottom line is, life school is going to give us what we earn, what we deserve, and outward actions are not enough. I have had the seemingly righteous, I go to my place of worship and I volunteer my time everywhere and I give and I don't take anything and I do all these outward signs. I've had these people come to me extremely upset. I've had some tell me God hates me, but I've done everything right. Outward action is not enough. It is inward action. It is the thoughts and the feeling and the change within us. It is true righteousness, right thinking, which takes practice and time. It takes listening to our inner voice and responding to our intuition. It takes that. That is where freedom comes from. Freedom from the cyclical, misunderstood nature of karma, which makes us feel that it's inescapable. What we have been taught through many religions. I know quite a few devout Catholics who are trapped in the karma cycle, but of course they will reject the word karma oftentimes because that sounds not aligned with their faith. And what most of them become, or the ones I have met who are trapped in this cycle, they become martyrs, so to speak. They say, oh, it is my lot in life to experience this thing again and again and again and again, to be trapped in this cycle when exactly the opposite is true. We must know thyself, beloved. Recognize the cycles. Listen to the universe and how it works outward in our human lives to teach us wisdom so that we may know ourselves, so that we may escape the monster Amit, so that we can get out of this, so that we can achieve peace and balance. Discipline. Discipline doesn't mean that we're regimented all the time and have perfect posture and blah, blah, blah. It means that we are persistent. What the Egyptians call jehuti, steadfastness. Steadfastness is the missing piece for almost everyone. We must, beloved, have faith and steadfastness. We must persist to overcome the chattering monkeys of it all and get our thinking in line with what is true and what is right. There are lots of ways at which to do this. The most important being, laugh at yourselves, beloved. Don't be so serious. Laugh at yourself. Catch yourself when you're down a thought hole. and lift yourself up. Use the positive powers of this hippo, lion, crocodile, the steadfastness of your human mind to stay focused in the right direction. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, The Burning Bush, I talk a little bit more about how we use the human brain to actually keep us focused on our spiritual evolution. I want for you to be light as a feather. That doesn't mean all day, every day, because shit happens. We live with other people. We work with other people. We drive. We do all sorts of things in the world. That's the point. Life school, right? But what do we do with that? Unrest will come. It's the lingering state of unrest. That is the hell, the monsters of it all. Not reality. It's an inner state of being. And we don't have to stay there. We can laugh. We can use our affirmations. We can use the many different skills we've talked about in many different episodes, or I'm sure many of you have read about or learned about. And if not, let's go back and catch up on some of these past episodes, okay? Because there's a lot of strategies in there. The bottom line is, peacefulness is a choice. And whether you like it or not, it is that simple. Steadfastness, balance, discipline, trust. These are the keywords, beloved. They are the keys to righteousness, to right thinking. Right thinking is the goal, and it is achievable. Given to that reality, and it will be yours sooner than you think. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, my name is Tessa. I've been a regular client of Jen's for over 4 years now. I found her at a point when I really needed her, when my life had hit rock bottom, which of course, as I realized later, was no coincidence. Her wisdom and support have been invaluable to me, and I honestly cannot even imagine what kind of life I'd have now, or the person I'd be now if I'd never met her. She's helped me learn how to rebuild in positive ways. Her guidance over the years has taught me how to live more purposefully and joyfully than I probably ever otherwise would have known how to do. She's helped me learn to see and understand the world and other people in new and more loving ways, and to also embrace and appreciate who I am. Jennifer's such a treasure, and I love knowing that others benefit from receiving her guidance as well. I recognize that this podcast and its messages may not be for everyone, but for many of us, probably those of you listening, I truly believe we're very fortunate and blessed to have a voice like Jennifer's that's available to us through this podcast, where we can access and listen to her encouraging messages anytime we want to. I know I do. I'd like to ask each and every one of you to please consider supporting it in any way you can, whether it's through financial contribution, spreading the word to others, providing positive reviews, or any other way you can give. Remember that every little bit counts. Thank you for listening to and supporting Jen, someone who I'm also very grateful to be able to call a dear friend. I owe her so much gratitude for making me a better person, mother, wife, and friend. Thank you.